In deck wisdom, seeing may change scene. In Dharma Beyond Religions, we deliberated how the eternal existence appears as compulsion when we are under the spell of ignorance and how it becomes essential and necessary state of our consciousness when we are in awakened state of being. Seer Valmiki's description makes us experience that Bhagwan Ram was human in every way, but in his awakened state, he described him as Dharma itself has assumed the human frame in the form of Bhagwan Ram, Ramo Vigravan Dharma. Closing parenthesis dot. Doesn't this indicate with ample clarity that when one's state of consciousness changes, then same thing which earlier used to appear as compulsion to oneself is found to be a minuscule part of one's higher self? Eternal wisdom bestows power of acceptance with compassion and clarity. In the awakened state of any individual, the eternal existence itself transforms the individual into its own eternal self. This is commonly known as the state of Artyambhara Pragya. Dehi, wisdom, reality, supreme consciousness, clairvoyant state. And, in this stage the eternal existence becomes a spontaneous nature, sahaj swabhav. We find no difference between the all-pervasive supreme consciousness of the eternal existence and our becoming that consciousness. Making the aphorism, joy joy pinde soi brahman, a living reality. One may ask, how this stage of transformation is attained? In Indic spiritual cultural tradition, many seers have devised many ways to attain to supreme consciousness during different yugas, phases of the time. And, this process of devising ways to attain to supreme consciousness is still continuing, as it is kartavya, the duty and the responsibility of living guru to do it. And, there was no such time when Sanatan Guru Parampara wasn't present, and there will be no such time when it will not be present. This is not a future prediction, I am simply elaborating on the globally well-accepted popular meaning of the word Sanatan. We all know that Sanatan means no beginning and no end, which in practical experiential terms translates to being always present. And the presence is open to be verified by anyone who is worthy of verifying it. Looking at our itihas, we find that there have always been worthy seekers in all the phases of time, periods, yugas, in this land who became means, medium and conduit to spread the eternal wisdom far and wide. And, it is the open secret or the wonder of wonders that no true seeker has ever complained that he or she has not found the Guru. Wherever and whenever and in whosoever thirst for real knowledge, BH Ram Jigyasa, becomes real, then false ego takes back seat, and the moment false ego takes back seat, the Guru is recognized in one or the other human frame. This is the undeniable evidence of eternal Guru-disciple tradition. Anyone and everyone who evolves to become thirsty can verify it by their own experience. Willingness to attain to divinity, a supreme consciousness, should never be practiced through coercion, temptation, fear or any other negative means. Unfortunately, many religions have become victim of these vices, as unattained people victimize innocent people in the name of religions. Little do they know that on higher planes of consciousness religious divisions are non-existent, the only thing that connects all with all others is the eternal consciousness. Indic wisdom asserts it incessantly and clearly that except the eternity staying constantly changeless, everything around it keeps changing eternally. Reiterating, asserting and acknowledging one's practices incessantly is important, else others, claims, those. Story of swastika is a burning example. Therefore, whenever over a period of time, quantum of change becomes so huge that people find it difficult to accommodate old way of seeing the reality with the contemporary perceptions of the reality, then someone or the other appears on the scene and sets the gaze and devises practice suited to time, to attain to supreme goal, in such a way that all find it simple to understand and practice it. Only intense willingness to attain to the supreme consciousness is needs to be there, and the willingness must be voluntary. Willingness to attain to divinity, a supreme consciousness, should never be practiced through coercion, temptation, fear or any other negative means. Unfortunately, many religions have become victim of these vices, as unattained people victimize innocent people in the name of religions. Little do they know that on higher planes of consciousness religious divisions are non-existent, the only thing that connects all with all others is the eternal consciousness. But, without making efforts for freeing oneself from all the impressions, how can one see one's real image in the mirror of the supreme, eternal consciousness? However, seeing that may change the scene. The writer is the propounder of Sahaj Smriti Yoga system of self-realization. Founder Darpan Foundation at Bengaluru, Karnataka, and Darpan, email protected, Tamil Nadu. Thank you for listening to the organizer.